Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
And you've asked me to think about medicine. A sonic collage.
Colour.
Stone.
Large green and fine.
Circles.
I'm sitting here, I'm thinking now about the vine and green prescribing.
The steep, muddy slope.
Sage. Salvia officinalis.
And I've been holding the main surface.
Small ear.
You gave me. And you've asked me to think about medicine. And that's quite hard here.
Firstly, I'm thinking about the word medicine. I think that the way that we seem to think about medicine these days is distinctly different from its origins. Now it's plastic bottles and carefully labelled packets, specific dosages and brightly coloured pills and liquids. Distinctive smells and tastes and rituals. 2 times a day after meals. Of course, research tells us that even just images of green spaces, woodland areas, flowers, green pastures, even just those photographic images can be helpful for our well-being, a sense of rest, recovery, healing, a de-stressing. But nothing compares, obviously, to the being outside, outdoors, and having that accessibility, that availability of space. In the place where I'm sitting now, I feel great privilege to have been able to travel here, to access this space, to be in company of like-minded people, to have the freedom to be on my own. But to know that just down the meadow and across the stream, there's a bunch of people who are busy undertaking an activity of the body and of cognition and of just being in such a beautiful setting. And so I feel held by their presence. I don't have the same access or freedom in the place where I live, which is interesting. I grew up on a council housing estate, which is all concrete and small grassy patches near concrete play areas that were just really for allowing your dog to go to the toilet on. And so
you've asked me to think about medicine. And And in the distance there's a tall stump with its limbs severed, and
it's one
couldn't
thing
take my eyes off it really.
Prescribe outdoor green activities, or to give access to outdoor spaces rather that are of a certain quality. And the quality, by quality I mean has the freedom and the security, the safety. But it's another thing to
a remembrance,
things,
the chest of a rugged
to actively
mark,
talking and listening,
seeing me.
It's a subtle difference, but I think it's really, really
my
important.
My presence
opens everything up. Remembering
yes,
my activity.
Closed. Talking and listening is open.
The strength
generative.
Of the oak holding it together.
So,
or the presence of
walking back along
lovely
this
old
trail
oak.
That I
so
came
touching
out on,
this branch,
instead of remembering space my way, way
on my hand.
And I watched a bee.
There's
lots of green clover.
That means that I
feels a bit
as a way to
and
activate,
velvet,
energize.
And the direction of the sound of the
generates my courage.
It's like a touch that comes back
so
to you.
To really give
sound
myself
the
time.
All the feelings and the sounds that I want to be making right now are informed by.
Come back to you.
My walk the, out here.
That essence
but
of
I
are,
wanted,
that
I
got
think,
when
sort
I'm
of expelled,
sat here in this landscape.
Right word, by my walk
maybe
about.
Something,
that something
to do with
that affects quite a lot of people.
So,
can't recall all these sensations to tell
one
you
thing
them all.
To prescribe.
Let's bring the inside out.
Outdoor green activities. But it's another thing to make those outdoor spaces or to give access to outdoor spaces rather that are of a certain quality. And the quality, by quality I mean has the freedom and the security, the safety.
So first of all, I am in need of a place where the issue is allowed to come out. Just a place where it transitions from the inside and I can project it onto the meadow that's just there across. So that's something that drives it out, a driving out medicine this is.
I think quite overwhelmed with all the many things in this garden and different possibilities. Decided to focus on leaning. What's leaning? What's leaning on what? Resting. Maybe resting.
This thing, you can nearly lean into it. It has this physical presence that it's leaning towards your arms when you're walking up it, that slope. So it can support you in a way, so you can find comfort in it being
very thin ends of the tree
astray,
resting on the
a bit tiring to go it up, but also a support
slippery
that only you can have
granite steps.
From it. And that's a good thing. You can also
small
walk it down.
Twigs and leaves and stones and
backwards
small
or forwards. I don't know if it works then, this medicine.
Nibs from the tree or resting on the ground, my feet resting on the soft wet earth. Maybe my breath beginning to rest too.
I'm wondering about slowness, because when I go out, the place just feels so alive. And I feel fast and slow at the same time. And so then I'm thinking, how does the world feel?
First of all,
carefully labeled
fennel. Coming back down the other.
Spinaculum vulgaris. Wet summer tackets.
Feathery.
The issue
a bit like
is
lungs.
To come out. It's just a place
sort of
where
dosages
you've asked me to
be slow. Pills and liquids.
at the same time.
And I can project it as well.
It smells like aniseed.
Just there across.
Distinctive smell.
That's quite hard here.
Tastes and
something that drives rituals. A driving out medicine.
Two times a day after meals.
I don't know if it's real.
I've been standing on
a sort of dark red, black colour.
Stone
green in the spine.
Circles.
I'm sitting here, I'm thinking now about the violent green prescribing.
The steep,
muddy, uneven
sage. Has a birthmark of green on it.
That it had.
It's edges around it.
Now may be a good time to mention that I'm synesthetic. Gosh, these leaves are huge. Like, huge. Makes me feel like, often I wish that I could come up with a new color. I get a little, I feel like color is limited. Now I'm feeling like sound is really limited. It's probably me that's limited. But I just wish that I could sit in one.
Quite soft to the touch,
Belle. You've asked me to think about medicine. I've been standing on a stone pathway that circles. And it's uneven. And I've been holding the paper bag that you gave me with the bell in it. And I realized that I had sort of a tree in my hands. That I had
its edges around it.
Sort of a tree in my
surface, almost in little clusters.
In ourselves, in our bodies.
I ripped the spine to release
the smell. In the distance, there's a tall,
feel comfortable enough.
Stump.
Close our eyes.
Stumpy.
In order to open our ears.
Turn it over.
While it's still a tree.
That one comes first, usually in late May, more delicate, heavy smell. Hogweed, taller, more robust.
I don't know if I find
strongly
comforting or
contemplate
this
history.
Research tells us that ingenuity, even just images,
man's will imposed,
wood landscape, areas, flowers,
changing relations,
green pastures,
terraces, build new perspectives,
helpful,
natural, sudden,
escarpments,
sense of
capture.
That was tree bark. Different kinds of trees. It was kind of every other. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't explain. These wood pigeons are unfamiliar to me, and they remind me of, like, we have mourning doves. They sound just like the mourning doves, but like heavy smoking mourning doves. I don't know if I find them comforting or a little like haunting.
I rip the spine to release the smell.
In the distance, there's a tall,
feel comfortable enough.
Stump.
Close our eyes.
Stumpy.
In order to open our ears.
Turn it over.
While it's still a tree.
It's ripped, it's much more of a pink colour. In contrast to the other side.
I take my eyes off it, really.
Like points.
Vein-like games like the fennel.
And it points.
Play with our vision to look closely, intently.
To let it come forward at the same time.
Catmans.
That is second part to of the
leaning.
On leaning.
Leaning to allow our
bushy,
eyes to rest.
Long stalk. Allows you to rest. Small green leaves.
Kind of mid-range.
Purple flowers. Protruding from the main stem.
Staircase like Jacob's ladder. Angels going up one side. Angels coming back down the other.
You've asked me to think about medicine.
I've immediately started to feel frustrated that I can't capture all the sounds I want to capture. I can't make them sound like it sounds to me. I can't bring them together in any meaningful way. Like, I'm already frustrated by that. I'll make the medicine work. Or like them rather than the medicine. The medicine works when I'm by myself, but when I try to share with others.
This is the second... I'm going down again. This is a different way of driving out the ill, letting it come forward with every step. You're pushing it out like water, too much water in your toes, you're pushing it out. So this, I think it is a nut tree, a walnut tree of sorts, or cherry. It's sculpture, it's three dimensionality, it's very complex, it's got lots of branches. I think it is like a holding place that that allows to accept the complexity.
I am
the
need
what's
of
at
a place
stake.
Where
all the branches
the
interconnectedness
to come out,
just together
a place
at the trunk of the tree.
It's
so complex you can't
from
quite
the
understand
inside.
It all because it's connected to other
and
trees as well.
It
at the top,
onto the meadow
around the foliage.
There across. So that's
it's a holding place or a place to behold your issue and hold it comfortably.
I'm sitting next to a tree. It's an old oak tree. At the base of its trunk, is moss. I really enjoy to stroke the mossy chest of an oak. This one is wet and gooey, drips down from the early morning shower that we had. It feels lovely to touch. The strength of the oak holding it together. Lovely old oak.
The need in all of us to find a patch of ground where we can rest and find comfort in ourselves, in our bodies. Where we can feel comfortable enough to close our eyes in order to open our ears and our nostrils to the different sounds and smells.
The sound of sunlight.
Or comfortable enough to play with our vision, to look closely, intently at something that is near to us, or to allow our eyes to rest in that kind of mid-range spot where we're just allowing whatever's there to come into vision.
There's a kind of
that resting can allow our eyes to really...
I've got this.
To sort of fall back.
Condition.
Into the head. And just...
People want to call it neurodivergency. It's a thing in your brain.
To find some gentleness.
Where your brain isn't like other people's.
Which is so needed in a world where we're so...
But I don't understand time like other people.
Intent on throwing our vision out. Seeing
or
as far
attentiveness.
As we can, seeing into screens, seeing the clarity in the screen.
Sounds even. They just...
Because it sounds like an umbrella.
In that imagining,
which is what they look like.
Projecting ourselves
tiny
to that point.
Tiny
kind of
lovely,
time travel.
Lacy white flowers protruding from the main
or
stem.
Or teleportation, not time travel. Teleportation.
Each stem has its
being
own little cluster of flowers, its own little
being
world.
Being able to so closely see another so far
one,
away.
But it's one of my favourites.
I'm so captivated by sounds. People think it's distraction, but it's not. I'm captivated by it. And I found out there's something in my mind that makes this happen. And they said, do you want to take medicine for it?
She is very close and still is. And Leah will go and stay.
My brain does so many things.
Anyway, so yeah, so Julia stayed in close contact with me.
I wonder who Julia is.
New wonders. This place that loses your lostness.
He said, do you want to take medicine for it?
This place that...
And I said, no.
...loses... You're lost.
And they said, do you want to take medicine for it? And I said, no, because why should I pay for medicine to make my brain more like your brain? When my brain does so many things.
You've been listening to, and you've asked me to think about medicine, a sonic collage created by me, Sarah Scaife. Original sounds were recorded live in the gardens of Dartington Hall, Devon, UK, during a workshop I ran at the Sentient Performativities 2022 Symposium. May I warmly thank workshop participants who so generously shared their recording and trusted me to create this collage. The participants are Eleanor Snare, Gemma Collard Stokes, Jane Mason, Katrina Brown, Rita Leduc, Sabina Kausmole, Sam Francis, and Scott Thurston. This workshop was proposed in partnership with Sound Art Radio 102.5 FM. Participants are performance practitioners and scholars attending or volunteering at the symposium. I am a doctoral research student using practice-based research methods to explore ideas around medicines of uncertainty. The research is supervised at the University of Exeter and the University of Bristol in the UK and supported by the South West and Wales Doctoral Training Partnership. Background music was digitally devised by me, Sarah Scaife, remixing Elementary, which is a short solo piano tune by Scott Buckley. Elementary is a free-to-use track from the Scott Buckley Creative Commons Music Library.
Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.